You might consider this picture a happy accident, or if you don't like the picture, then just an unfortunate accident. In any case, it was definitely an accident. It was not planned. And if you're looking at this and your eyes are kind of hurting because there's so much pink, that is it kind of bothers me too. I don't really like photos that are this bright and this in your face. And I took this at the same time as I took last week's photo when I was out just wandering around for maybe 2 or 3 minutes in this garden on campus. And I have my plus 10 filter, my D7100 with me, and just taking some pictures of nature. And I saw this red rose or pink rose. And I liked the central part where all these intertwining flower parts, I forget what they're called. Is that pistils or stamens or something like that? I thought that would be kind of cool. And the depth of field is so shallow that it was hard to get a picture of them where enough were in focus. So I think I'd stop this down to maybe F8 or even F11. I forget. I suppose I could look up the data on Flickr. In any case, my goal was to get a picture of the flower and the center part. And I knew it would be kind of a confusing jumble and it would be all monochromatic or at least pink chromatic. But I wanted to try it anyway and see what would happen. And then later on, I was going through the pictures in Lightroom and I saw this little spider, which I didn't see at all when I was taking the picture. And it's not really in focus. I suppose if I had tried to get a picture of the spider, maybe I could have got it in focus, but then the background would have been blurry and it probably wouldn't have worked. So I guess it kind of works like this, where the spider is mostly in focus or whatever that thing is. I don't know if it's a spider or not. But it was kind of a cool little accident that I found this thing. And it added, I think, the missing dimension to this photo. Originally, the other pictures that I've got from this, I don't know if you'd even call it a photo shoot, from this little outing were kind of static. And last week's had that expanse of sky reflected in the water drop. But here it was just a picture of a flower with nothing else going on. But having that little insect escaping from the flower adds a totally different dimension that I would have never thought to capture. And I'm amazed that it worked out like this, where it was even this much in focus, the insect. So it was a fun little accidental picture that I got to take. And it reminded me of something that I tell my kids a lot. So my kids are 5 and 3. I got 2 boys, and they compete over everything. They compete over who gets dressed first, who gets the biggest bowl of cereal, who can get their shoes on faster, who can get their teeth brushed, everything. And if you've got kids, you probably know what I'm talking about. And I often think about that. I tell them constantly, my wife and I tell them, it's not a competition. It doesn't matter if you get your shoes tied first. Just tie your shoes. That's the only thing that matters. But yet, I find myself thinking about other photographers when I'm taking pictures just for fun, posting on Weekly 50 or whatever. And is my photo good enough? I'll look at someone else's photo on Instagram and I'll think, man, that photo is so great. There's no way mine can ever be that good. And I start to see the idea of photographing for fun as a competition, which it's not. It shouldn't be a competition. It isn't a competition. If I'm taking pictures that are fun for me, that I enjoy, then what does it matter what anyone else thinks or what other pictures people have? I think it's great to look at other artists and use their work as inspiration, but it should never be a competition. And so I think that's another reason why I'm posting this. I like it, and it was a happy little accident for me. And if I look at this and compare it to someone else's, I'll never stack up, because there's always going to be some insane macro photographer who gets like the most amazing shots that I can't get, at least not now anyway. And then I'll think that my photography just isn't as good, which is not true. Mine is just as good to me as anyone else's. And I think it's important to get off of that mindset of competition and just enjoy photography or whatever it is your hobby is, and just enjoy it for what it is and for the joy that it brings you.